Hello, and welcome to This or That, the show where we, the woefully uninformed, settle the most pressing questions of our day. I'm your host, Joshua, and with me today, as always, are Chris and Danielle.
Hello!
If you're a long-time listener, then you know how this works. Chris, you can't edit out all the fucking sounds we're making, otherwise it'll sound like I'm laughing at nothing. But if you're new to the show, let me explain. Each week. But if you're new to the show, let me explain. Each week, we choose a topic and discuss. Problem will always have
to... I'm good.
I'm fine. Everything's fine.
The problem will always have two opposing sides and can range from the absurdly silly to the deadly serious. Whatever it is, we don't stop until we choose a side. We rely on your contributions to keep us sounding interesting. So go ahead and send in your best this or that, and your idea may be featured in an upcoming episode.
Ooh.
Today's topic is, for the rest of your life, either listen to only one artist or watch the same TV series over and over and over. Okay, so here's
the
ground
rules. Do I get to choose?
You can
pick. Okay, go ahead.
You can pick one musician, and you have access to their entire catalog. Or you can choose one television series, and you have access to all of the episodes. And whatever frequency you watch TV or play music now, you still have to fill that same allotment of time, but just with that one thing only.
I can't just stop doing one of those things?
No.
Okay.
No, you're still going to watch or listen on whatever frequency you do right now.
Okay, does sports count as television?
No.
Is sports a TV show that you watch?
Yeah, I watch games.
It's just called sports.
Yeah,
it's called sports. 7 on NBC.
And sports.
I'm right now. I'm watching season 4 of Sports. It's real good.
Well, I'm watching the current season of Sports.
It's always the current season of Sports.
Yeah, motherfuckers.
Sports does not count.
Well, okay. I'm pretty sure I watch more TV than listen to music.
Okay.
Probably. That might not be true.
Yeah, how much television do you estimate you watch a day on average?
Like,
What's average American, like 4 hours or something?
A day?
It's like 18 hours a day.
God, we're...
Chris, do your job and Google that.
Okay, yeah. Another episode of Chris looks shit up on Google. Average TV watchering. Wow.
That's definitely a phrase that is correct in the English language.
This episode is a shit show already.
As it should be.
5 hours of TV per day, the average American. This is according to the New York Daily News. This was March 5th, 2014.
They could be listening to 12 episodes of our podcast.
Oh my God, that's insane.
Okay, Chris, I'm assuming you don't watch 5 hours a day?
No, I was thinking like an hour a day, like maybe 10 hours a week, like maybe.
I think I might do 2 hours a day. When you figure in, like, depending on what I'm doing at work, I might have something on.
Sure. Yeah.
And then when I get home from work, I'll watch an episode or two of something.
Yeah.
So yeah, maybe 2 hours a day.
Yeah.
I think, I mean, like,
Danielle, what do you think?
I'd say like 1 to 2 hours a day for me as well.
Okay, so we're all in the same
range. But music.
Now, music is more difficult because I listen to music as background noise when I work.
Yeah.
So I don't have to listen to you people.
Right.
So that's like, I mean, if you take away meetings and interruptions from you people and watching TV at work,
which I do. I'm not involved in the you people group, BT Dubs. I do not work with you guys, and I do not
interrupt
you at work.
That's true. I'm mostly talking to Josh and Judy.
yeah. And anyone else we work with that might listen that doesn't know we watch TV at work.
Right. I feel like I feel like I probably listen to music more, but it just has less of an impact on my brain because I'm not paying attention to it.
Yeah, because you're not like actively interacting. Right. I'm not interacting with it, but you're not actively investing
listening.
In it.
Yeah, I'm not actively listening, whereas I am actively like watching and listening when I'm watching TV.
But could you stand for that to be the like just one artist all the time?
Can I turn it down? Like, really low?
Yeah.
Like, really low?
Yeah, I mean, you can...
Like, in.
I mean, you can do whatever you would do with music now. I'm not forcing you to... Yeah, you can turn it down.
Can I turn it down so low I can't hear it?
Yeah, no, then you're not listening
totally
to it.
Totally doesn't break the rules. Like,
hey, you know, I'm just checking. So, I'm not allowed...
I mean, come on, this is not a bad... This isn't like a worser topic.
Worser.
Like I'm giving you guys a good one here.
This is absolutely
a worser
topic.
Yeah.
Are you kidding?
I mean, not compared to some of the other shit we've done.
Yeah, like be stabbed in the eye repeatedly or be bitten on the leg repeatedly.
My face is covered in spiders. Like, okay, so you know it's
or
not that caliber.
Your anus is covered in spiders.
Yeah.
Jeez, I thought I was cutting you guys a break today.
I don't think you know what a break is, my friend.
Yeah, clearly.
Okay, fine. Let's move ahead with this question. Then, Chris, which TV show would you choose if you chose that route?
Ooh. I mean, I'd choose one...
Or Danielle.
...that I'd really like that has a lot of episodes. I'd probably go, like, either West Wing or MASH.
Okay, Danielle.
Well, yeah, I guess I'd have to choose the TV thing because I would have a really hard time just choosing one band to listen to or one musical artist to listen to.
Well,
it's more important.
I mean, I'm going
to
ask you that question next.
For me
so.
To have variety in my music. Well, if I can't watch Sports Puck.
You can't.
What the fuck would I watch? I don't know. I'd probably just pick some really, really long anime or something.
Seriously? Like, you just watch Naruto for the rest of your life?
I don't know. I can't really think of a U.S. television show that I would want to watch over and over and over and over again.
Oh.
So, yeah. I mean, honestly, like, say I pick Naruto, for example, would that mean I'd have access to, like, Shippuden and Boruto and all that stuff?
No, that's a different series.
That's a different series. Oh, motherfucker.
Yeah, just like when Chris chooses MASH, he can't watch after MASH if he ever wanted to.
Yeah.
I don't.
Yeah, you should.
I mean, honestly, what would just happen is it would just be background noise. I wouldn't care because
right.
I'd be completely disengaged from it.
Wow, really?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Because I care so much more about music than I do about television. I mean, I'd only choose the television thing.
I don't feel like it'd get that way at all.
Yeah, I'd only choose the television thing so that I'd have access to all my music.
See, because I would choose either MASH or Star Trek The Next Generation, and I love both those shows so much, I would totally just watch them.
So many times.
Like, I love both of those shows so much. No, you wouldn't.
No, you
wouldn't.
I
would.
No, you wouldn't.
Yes, I would. I mean, no matter what, this is why this is a terrible, like, it's a worse or worse. Clearly not on the same caliber as, like, anus spiders, but, or what was it, urethra
what
spiders?
What is, really?
But it's a worse or worse because no matter which one you pick, you're going to get really fucking tired of the thing. No matter what. Because you're going to reach the end, like, you're gonna watch everything you can or listen to everything you can 1,000 times, and then you're stuck. You can't do it. Okay, question. Now that I'm thinking about it.
Yeah.
Let's say I pick one of these. Let's say I pick music and I pick my artist, which I already know who it is. And then
who's
I'm driving. What?
Who's it? Who is it?
David Bowie.
Okay.
I feel like that's
strong. And you're driving.
And I'm driving along and then the radio turns on magically.
Why would the radio magically turn on?
Okay, or I'm stuck in traffic.
What?
And the next guy over is blasting his radio, and now I can hear that music.
That's fine. You could even turn yours down a little bit.
I thought I could only listen to one type of music. Or one artist music.
Yeah, yeah, that you are initiating.
So, wait. So, at work, all I have to do, I open up Spotify, I find a playlist of not the artist that I chose music, and then I call you over and be like, hey, can you do me a favor and press play? And then you do.
No, but I'm not listening to that then. You're the one that's listening to it still.
Oh, I feel like I can still get around this. I'm just
Could you go to someone's house who's playing music and ask for them to play a particular song or anything?
No, you're going to just listen to whatever they're going to play. I mean, if you ask them to play a particular song, then Chris is going to ask them to play some David Bowie.
Huh.
And Danielle, you're going to ask them to play what?
My first instinct is Bad Religion, but I don't know. Like, I have to think of really, like, what could I not live with? What could I not live without? And it comes
Bowie is a decent choice because of the David size Bowie's of catalog.
And he's got a lot of variety, too. Like, he does a lot of
different styles
of music.
Like, spans across a lot of different, time periods of music where... And a pretty significant depth and breadth of library.
I did not think this was going to be this tough for you guys.
Really? Well, I mean, clearly really, you underestimated. You underestimated how much people like variety.
Well, additionally, it just means that there's some artists that realistically you are never going to hear again.
Never hear at all.
Yeah. Like, you're never going to be able to listen to, you know, songs that you really love ever again or artists that you really love ever again because all you've got is just one to choose from. And what if you make the wrong
choice?
Right.
I mean,
what if, like, this time
unless
next year you're like, oh,
fuck. Unless your music is shit they play in the Gap.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm going to pick Kelly Clarkson.
Yeah.
Motherfucker.
I'm going to pick Now That's What I Call Music, Volume 12.
Yeah. Do it. Like, it's got all the top hits on it.
The top hits.
So, Chris, do you know what made me think of this, Chris?
God, no, I don't. I have any idea.
This week is what's known as the upfronts. When TV execs hold big press conferences to talk about the new fall season and talk about what's been canceled, what's been renewed, and all that.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Great.
And yeah, next year NBC has a new season of Will and Grace.
Oh, I heard about this.
And ABC has a new season of Roseanne.
What?
And HBO is developing 5 spinoffs for Game of Thrones.
Oh yeah. I mean,
I was like, we're basically living this life right now. So
nobody
let's just talk about it on the podcast.
Yeah. I mean, production values for TV and movies have gotten so high that nobody wants to take a chance on anything.
Any known quantity is better than taking a risk.
Right. Exactly.
Even if that known quantity is 20 years old.
Right. And I mean, that's partially on entertainment or media companies. You know, it's partially their fault. It's also partially our fault since we demand that level of production quality and therefore the budget that goes along with it. Anyway, I get that, but that's not the same thing as the same show. I mean,
no,
NBC is coming out with a new Star Trek.
It's just what
I'm not saying
CBS.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah. It inspired me. I'm not saying it's the same.
I know what I know what
CBS
I pick.
For Star Trek.
I have decided.
Okay, what have you decided?
I will pick television. Obviously.
And what will you be watching?
30 Rock.
Oh.
I fucking love that show. Huh. That means that I can't ever see Cowboy Bebop again. But I think that 30 Rock
will keep me going.
Wait a minute. Wait. How many times have you watched
Cowboy Bebop? I would not
have guessed
that you would go with 30 Rock.
I love that show. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you've watched 30 Rock probably several times since it aired.
Yeah. Yeah.
So Danielle, you're choosing 30
Rock?
Yeah,
so why did you think I wouldn't choose 30 Rock?
I don't know. I would have expected you picked some like obscure Japanese thing that I've never heard of and that features people doing things
you
that
picked Doraemon.
I did not find entertaining.
Doraemon.
If you pick Doraemon, you'd have like 18,000 episodes to choose from.
Seriously.
What the listening audience does not know is Danielle once made me watch an entire season of a show that I can't remember the name of.
Oh, that was Yamato Nadeshiko Shichihenge.
Sure.
That is and a great show.
It was about a group of young men. No, a group of young women that were all living in a house. No, it was a group of young men.
They were men.
All living in a house.
They were just very pretty.
They were just very, very pretty. Prettier than most girls.
They were super pretty, and they were like superstars, but not for doing anything but just being pretty.
Yeah.
There was a...
This all checks out.
And there was a girl that lived with them, and she was like shy and ugly, and they needed to...
But she wasn't really ugly.
She wasn't, but she was supposed to be. And they needed to make her like...
Well, yeah, I mean...
Pretty.
It was basically She's All That, except for instead of having one Freddie Prince, there were like seven Freddie Princes.
Yeah, but it wasn't.
A couple of those dudes were better looking than
Freddie
Prince.
Super fucking weird.
I don't even know. Is he who was in that?
Freddie Prince?
Yeah, Freddie Prince Jr.
She's All That.
Oh, yeah. I don't even know what you're talking about. I've never seen that movie.
Of course.
Oh, it's also got Paul Walker in it.
Your mom super crushed.
Oh, yeah,
Paul
totally
Walker.
Does. Anyway.
Is Freddie Prince Jr.
Anyway,
like
that's
best
not
friend.
The point. So Danielle, you're picking
TV and 30 Rock.
Wow. Okay. Josh, what are you picking?
Yeah.
This does not seem like a hard one for you. Like you are
no, it's not actually.
You're basically volunteering.
I'm probably going music.
What? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's way easier. I think.
What are you
going
to listen to for your workout mix? You won't be able to listen to a blend of Iggy Azalea, fucking Kesha. Flo Rida, all the stuff you live
with. Okay, that's true, but currently, because of how much shit is hitting the fan, I listen to news while I work out. I don't even listen to music anymore.
That's sad.
It kind of is.
I listen to news when I work out.
That's where we're at right
now.
Yeah,
it's
interesting.
It's fucking...
That's where we're living.
Fucking crazy world out there. You gotta stay up to date.
That's why I go to yoga where they play relaxing, you know...
Relaxing news. They play NPR.
They play relaxing Kesha.
The good kind of news. Yeah, exactly.
Right. It's just NPR
dogs
telling
barking.
You how the world is burning in a very low voice.
Pretty fucking much. Yeah, this is Terry Gross.
Smooth jazz. You're all gonna die.
And you're all gonna die.
Child's pose. Anyway.
Yeah, so what?
I'm going music, mm-hmm. and it's... I don't like David Bowie, so it won't be David Bowie.
Shut your dirty mouth.
But maybe it's like Bruce Springsteen, because he has a very large catalog.
He does.
As well.
The Boss has a big catalog.
That's a decent choice right there.
That is a decent choice. That almost makes up for the fact that you said you don't like David Bowie.
It doesn't, but okay. Doesn't. Chris, what are you going with?
I'm also going music. I think.
What?
Yeah, I know. I mean,
I could chime in on that.
You can chime in on why I chose music?
Maybe.
Okay.
Is it because we both work in a visual medium and you draw inspiration from television, even if it's subliminally, and you don't want to lose that?
No.
Oh, okay, well,
man,
fuck that
then. That's a much better answer. No, I don't think I ever figured out how to like emotionally connect with music the same way that other people do, so it's always been... background noise for me, and so it's just something to like tap your toe to behind the scenes, and most of my entertainment I get through either TV or like news podcasts, you know, that sort of thing, and I wouldn't want to jeopardize that or eliminate that by only having like one TV show that I can watch.
Guess what that means, Danielle.
Yeah.
I lose. No.
You lose.
That just blows my mind. And maybe it's just because I grew up always playing instruments and music is such a big part of my life. But God, yeah, I couldn't imagine. Like, who would I relegate myself to listening to? Besides, I mean, it's too hard. Like, if someone asked me my favorite song, I'd list like 52 things. You know, I'm one of those people. Like, oh, well, there's this, but then there's this. Oh, and then there's that. Bye.
Okay. Thanks for listening to another episode of This or That. This week, we discussed television and music. Which would you choose? You can email us at trtpodcast@gmail.com, or you can tweet us at trtpodcast. You can even drop by our Facebook page and say hi. have a great idea for a topic, send us an email, and don't forget to give us your name, where you're from, so we can give you a shout-out. If you like the show, tell your friends and do us a favor and rate us on Apple Podcasts or wherever you got this episode. And be sure to join us next week when we'll be discussing two more things on This or That.